This is the President's Club. Today, we're speaking with Selina Forsyth. You've been a lifelong volunteer, starting at a very early age.
I had an aunt in the north of England who had two restaurants, and I used to go there every summer and volunteer for her in the restaurant, in the two restaurants, right? So I started when I was about 15 doing that.
As an adult, you moved to Canada, which allowed you to travel south, where your volunteerism in the healthcare field really began.
My second husband and I spent some time living in Key West, Florida. And while I was there, I became a volunteer at the local hospital, but eventually president of the volunteers at the local hospital. And in Key West, Florida, this was in the late 80s, was a huge proportion of the patients in the hospital were male who had AIDS. Not much known about AIDS in the late 80s, except that people were terrified of it. And so we had mostly men, but some women, whose families had abandoned them, whose partner had died or was in the next bed. And a lot of the volunteers would have nothing to do with them because they didn't even want to go in the room.
What did you do?
I couldn't not do that. And so I spent a lot of time. My husband used to look at me sometimes because we'd have to have dinner early because I had to go back to the hospital because there was somebody there who was going to die, and I wanted to be there.
You moved to Northumberland, and while you were working here, one of the first things you did was check out the local hospital where you spent the next 10 years as a volunteer. You've retired now, but remain an active volunteer, chiefly as the president of Northumberland Hills Hospital Auxiliary, which plays numerous roles, including on the fundraising front.
We commit to raising $170,000 a year for NHH, which goes towards new and the replacement of old equipment. We almost always raise more than that.
When we talk about frontline healthcare, we generally associate the term with doctors, nurses, first responders, but volunteers like those with the NHH Auxiliary are on the front lines too.
We are the smile that greets you at the front door and the comforting voice that greets and helps you in the emergency department. We are the wheelchair driver from day surgery clinic to your car, the cheerful presence as you wait for your MRI, and often MRIs are scary for people because they don't quite know what they're in for. We're the one who helps you decide from the bounty in the little treasure shop because you can't decide which earrings to buy. We're the ever-helpful men and women at Petticoat Lane, which is an extraordinary thrift shop. We are the people who make the difference.
And here we are in 2025, and the Northumberland Hills Hospital Auxiliary continues to grow, close to 350 members at last count. The people you lead, along with yourself, are very dedicated.
They put in hundreds of hours a year, hundreds of hours a year between them, which is extraordinary, you know. And it's we are doing a lot of things that nurses want us to do, ask us to do, don't have time to do, or expect us to do, or it's part of our job description, you know. So it can go from A to Z in a heartbeat.
You've said volunteering is in your DNA. Sounds like it can be rewarding for anyone who wants to give, especially in a setting like Northumberland Hills Hospital.
It's a wonderful thing to do. You know, you get so much pleasure out of helping people, meeting people, taking care of people in some instances, you know, watching out for people, learning with them. I mean, it's a remarkable opportunity. It doesn't matter who you are, what you do, or what you've done. There is a place for you at Northumberland Hills Hospital. It's a remarkable place to be.
For more features as part of our President's Club series, visit brightontoday.ca.